my love bugs. It is 3:18 a.m. Today is Friday, March 15th. I can't sleep, so let me go ahead and finish the rest of the energy check-ins. We're on Cancer and Cancer placements. Remember to take what resonates and leave whatever does not. Please do not force this to fit your situation, okay? So for Cancer, Cancer placements, I feel like I'm talking to a divine feminine or about a divine feminine that is Cancer, has these placements somewhere in your chart. What I see in the cards is that I feel like I see good and bad things. I feel like the bad things is not directly going on with you, but I feel like it's something that your spirit team is trying to alert you of, just to keep you aware of something going on. There is a false person in your energy. The false person could be a feminine energy. I feel like this is somebody that's trying to reach out to you and talk to you. Now, this person may be a Cancer, or you're the Cancer, I don't know. But this person may be trying to reach out to you, and I feel like you have your back completely turned to this person. Like, whoever this person is, I feel like they could have backstabbed you before, and it's like you put them in your past, because I see you're moving forward and you're trying to stay in good energy, and I feel like this person is trying to, like, somehow communicate to you. They can be trying to communicate to you through your work environment. I don't know what that means, but, like, let's say you have a platform or a business card, or they know you work at a certain storefront or something like that. They might try to, like, reach out to your job and be like, hey, is such and such in work today? Or if they know where you work at, might try to pop up on you and be like, hey, you know, may I speak to this person? Or, like, is the manager in today? Or, like, you know, whatever position or role that you have, if you work outside of your home, is something like that. If you work from home, and it's like you work and maybe you're a content creator, or you have, like, a certain email associated with your business, or a certain phone number or something like that, that you post for your clients or, you know, your consumers to reach out to you with any questions or anything like that. I feel like this person may try to reach out to you in some sort of manner involving, like, oh, can I get your service? Like, I have money. It's like some money. Like, this person may try to send or Cash App you, Zelle, Venmo you some money for your services, if it's like a personal business that you run on your own. But I feel like whether the Cash App pops up as this person's name or not, I feel like energetically you're gonna know. Like, you might see the alert or the notification on your phone, and when you look at the money, it might have, like, this knot in your stomach, like, this is the person. Now, it's up to you whether you choose to spend the money or not. You know, if you're somebody that feels like, if you're super duper spiritual, and you feel like spending any form of money from them is like a, I don't know. There's people that do and speak magic over money and things like that. So if you feel like it's, like, witchy or any type of bad vibe, and someone's telling you to send it back, just send it back and refuse their services and block them. If it's more so like you're like, nah, I really need this money, I'm gonna spend it, but pray over it. You know what I'm saying? Because people, me being a practitioner, I know people do try to send spells over money. So just, you know, take that as it resonates. You don't have to send it back if you need it, but it's up to you. I just see that the only reason that this person's trying to send you anything is because they want to converse with you. They're going through poverty right now, but I feel like they stole something from you first and now they're receiving karma. Yeah, as I say that, my ear is, like, ringing. They're receiving karma right now. So, like, the money that they are going to send you, they barely got that, you know? So let's say your service is like $50, $75, $100 for whatever you do, whether it's hair or you make clothing or t-shirts, coffee mugs, like, whatever you do. Let's say it's like a certain price. Whatever they're sending you, they barely got it themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're just trying to get in your good graces to make it seem like they're supporting you. hoping that they can have some type of reconciliation. Like, hey, friend, I see that you're doing great. I see, you're doing good in life. I just want to support. But really, that's like all they have. And they're like banking on the fact that you'll forgive them. They know that you're a good person, divine feminine. And I feel like, they know that you have a change coming soon because they lost something that they stole from you. And with this card in particular, when I was shuffling out the cards, the house card came in reverse. All the other cards in the deck is upright. But when I was shuffling it in particular, this one kind of like flew out and spun around upside down. So I feel like, if they did steal a house from you, like maybe you had a house and then like you inherited a house from like a passed on loved one or something like that, or like they stole money from you from a passed on loved one and then used it to buy a home without your knowledge or like on some weird shit like that. They don't have this house anymore, so they could be homeless. Like, I don't know if they're living couch to couch or if they're in their car, if they have a car or what, but I do see a vehicle with a bunch of bags packed into it, and I'm looking at it in both ways. Like, maybe you're gonna be moving soon to a bigger and better place, but like I'm also looking at it as this person could be living in out of their car, and they're hoping that if they come in and support you and make it seem like, you know, oh, that was just a misunderstanding between friends or family, that they can get in on this money that they feel like they know you're gonna get. So it's just giving me bad vibes. But yeah, they're in poverty on purpose. Like, they could have had you in poverty, living paycheck to paycheck. They're barely getting by because you were owed something and they stole it from you, however they did that. And I feel like either they spent it all, or the authorities got to it, or the card was shut down, or fraudulent activity was reported. Like, whatever it is, they don't have it anymore. The house was seized or something like that. So they're in their car, and I just see somebody trying to contact you for sure. Trying to flatter you and like say little things, send a little bit of money, say a couple nice words, hoping to befriend you again because they want a piece of the pie that you're gonna get. But you're destined for good things. You can also have Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio in your chart, maybe in like your main three, like your top three, your rising sign, your moon sign, or something like that, your Mercury sign or something that's like Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio. You might not be that as your sun sign. But yeah, I feel like you have a really big heart, but I also feel like, with this chariot card, I'm seeing the light and dark side of yourself. You might have a really big heart, but at the same time, it's like, if you break my heart, then fuck you. So I feel like the reaction that they're expecting, and they're like planting seeds, or they're coming in to plant little seeds, hoping that they can water it with their bullshit so that it can sprout and you'll end up being their friend again somehow. I feel like the part that they're forgetting is that once you stab or cross, like for any water sign, especially if you have the placement somewhere in your chart, if you cross a fucking Cancer and, you know, manipulate them, they're gonna cut you off. If you already know about Scorpios, like they hold grudges, right? Pisces, they have two sides to them as well. It's two fish swimming, right? So one fish is kind of lighter, the other fish is darker. So with all the water signs, they can read you like a book. You know what I'm saying? They're immediately connected to the gods. They're gonna know. Their intuition or their dreams or just their gut feelings gonna tell them. So I feel like what they are missing is the fact that you can smell bullshit from a mile away, whether this person's coming from a fake page or even if they're coming as their true selves. Like, you know how fucked up this person is and how fucked up they have been to you. So it's kind of like a waste of time, a waste of fucking breath. You know what I'm saying? To be like, oh, hey, how's it going? If you have kids, like, how's the kids? Like, bitch, you haven't talked to me since I pushed my kid out. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? They just want to come in because they know that you're victorious and that you're winning right now and they're losing. So they're just hoping that, like, they can sugarcoat some shit. Yeah, for sure you have a kid. What, Queen of Cups and Page of Cups here? You can have a daughter or a son. You might have one kid, whoever I'm talking to in particular, and they have not, with the Seven of Pentacles here and the Eight of Pentacles, they haven't worked on any type of relationship with you and your kid. I don't know, maybe this is like a family member of yours or something like that, somebody you grew up with. But they haven't established a friendship with their child, a connection with your child. Even if they were in your child's life for some point in time, they never called in, never checked in, never said, hey, do they have any Christmas presents? Do you guys need any diapers? Do y'all need any clothes? If they're older, like, do y'all need any books? Can I babysit them for a while? Like, there's nothing there. So I feel like when it comes to your kid, your child, whether it's a boy or a girl, you don't play that shit. You pass judgment on people, like, immediately. As soon as you had your kid, you're like, you've seen people's true colors, how they acted, how they talked to your kid or about your kid. And you're like, yeah, no, bitch, you can stay over there. Like, you're not coming around my child. You're not breathing my child's air. You pass judgment, like, immediately, because you're a mother. Like, Queen of Cups is like a mother figure. Page of Cups is like, you and your kid is, like, locked in, solid. There's no breaking that bond. You don't play that shit. You're not about to let people play around with in your kid's face. Like, sometimes they pop up, sometimes they don't. You know, I'm like that wishy-washy shit. Maybe that happened to you growing up, and you couldn't really control who you were around because you were a child. But it's like, now that you're the parent, you're like, I'm not repeating the same cycles with my child that was done to me. My child's not going to be forced to go around family that don't like them or that don't support them or that does not support us or don't like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to have your kid around somebody that doesn't like you as a mother. You're like, if you don't like me, you don't like my child. You're not going to pinch my child or not feed them or not clothe them or talk shit about them and hurt their feelings. And then I have to go back behind you and heal whatever you've done while you're babysitting them, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? That's not you. You're not off that shit. I feel like you used your better judgment because I feel like, you're the type that, I see a ram here. You're the type that will run somebody over, like, quite literally with the car, probably. Like, quite literally, I'll run you over about my child. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will do jail time about this little one, right? So I feel like you took the right actions as far as calling judgment on the situation. This person wanted you homeless. This person wanted you and your kid out struggling in the cold. And then now they're trying to come through and be like, hey, hi, how's it going? I sent money for the baby or like what the fuck ever. Yeah. Yeah, they know with this new moon, like you got new opportunities coming. I don't know. Maybe this person's like getting readings on you or something. Or if they're a water sign to themselves, they might have dreams and they might see you winning in your dreams. And they're like assuming that's happening now. They know for sure you're doing better than them. Like I said, they're probably living in their car. So they're like trying to find a place to crash or something like that. Also with the Chariot card, I keep looking at that card and normally it just stands for Cancer in a, like in tarot, the Chariot card is like stands for Cancer, but I'm also looking at it like, they could also be on the run for something and they're with this false person here and thief. They could be on the run for stealing from you and they're kind of trying to come crash at your house, which is fucking crazy to me. It doesn't make any sense that like, cause I'm looking at it as like the police are here. Yeah, like this person's hiding a secret from you. They stole from you, but I feel like they're actually like on the run and the police may be looking for them for stealing from you. And I feel like this person feels like they're outsmarting someone to come and like actually like want to live with you, but it's like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like maybe they're like in their mind, they're like, oh, this is the last person that, this is the last place that the police will look type shit, right? Cause I mean, yeah, right. But something about that's just weird. I don't really know how this person thinks, or I can't even quite wrap my head around that theory of theirs, but whatever. Yeah, you and your loved ones are safe. So whoever you care about, you guys are safe. You don't have to really worry about this person. I feel like they're just like a annoying fly on the wall. Luck is on your side. So I feel like, yeah, you're good. Adjustments are required. So you might have to like do something. You might have to block this person, you know? Like I said, if they Cash App, Zelle, Venmo you, or like send you some type of money or email or DM or something like that and be like, hey, it's me, whatever. What adjustments are required here? You might have to, cause I do see a message, like them sending a message to you, a phone call. They might have your number, your phone number or something. They might try to call you, DM you, text you, FaceTime you, something like that. You might have to block them. You might need to block them immediately. Or if they pop up at your home, it might even be like, you might have to call the police with the police here, you know? So I don't know. There's several different ways this can go. I'm reading for a bunch of different people. So I feel like if you feel like, why did this bitch just pop up on my house out of nowhere? Why is this person knocking on my door type shit? Maybe just call the police and let them know, hey, this person's here. They popped up. This person, this. And it's like, I feel like they're already on the run. So they may get booked. If it's like a contact, like an email or some weird shit like that, you don't have to respond or anything. But if it is like, you know, you're going through legalities with this person, maybe keep the emails so that, when all of this legal stuff comes to an end, while you're going through it, you can show your lawyer or whoever, like, yeah, this person kept contacting me, blah, 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 or like something like that. But if it's something as simple as like a DM or like a, some type of way of them sending you money, you can choose to do what you want with that to social media, right? But yeah, I'm reading for hella people, so I don't know what that means for everybody. But I do feel like, with this third quarter moon here, it's like, you guys are almost, you're almost at a close with this situation. Like, it's almost fully complete, whatever is going on with this situation as far as everything. And I feel like emotions are running high, so I don't know if this person's like, if they're gonna try to make you upset when they're talking to you. Like, you know how like, it's sad to say how the world is these days, but like as a woman, when you're out and about and like you look good and shit like that, and like dudes be trying to holler at you and like, hey, can I get your number? And like you say no, even if you say it politely, or you're like, I'm married or whatever, dudes might try to attack you or spit on you or like all that weird shit guys be doing. I feel like it's like that. Whether this person sees you in person or not, I feel like, if you respond and communicate with them back and like message them back or anything, and you say, no, such and such, leave me alone, blah, 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 whoop, whoop, whoop. I feel like, with emotions running high, I feel like, they're gonna like try to attack you or like lash out at you or like start an argument or like project some type of negative energy towards you. So maybe it's best for you to just like leave that motherfucker on read or don't read it. You know how you can see the message but you don't gotta read it, shit type shit like that. So it's up to you what you do, but I do feel like this person is going to try to put all their energy onto you if you respond back. So again, it's up to you what you do. I can't tell you to not say nothing. That's on you, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, with Queen of Cups here, this could be a mother figure of yours or like a stepmother or something, because I'm seeing like two mothers. You could have grown up in like a two-parent home with like a mom and a mom, like a LGBT type of relationship. Or if you didn't, this was like not your biological mom, this could be like your stepmom. So I feel like this person feels like you owe them for something. Like they raised you or they put a roof over your head at some point. Yeah, for sure. Everything that I'm saying here is a fact. Like, what do you mean? No, like, you know, like it's kind of giving me the response. If you do say no, fuck you, da da da, like I don't talk to you, my kid don't talk to you type shit. It's like they might try to lash out and be like, I fucking took care of you for 18 years and like just going in. So it's like there's really no point. Yeah. And I'm seeing like the Page of Pentacles coming in. There is magic, because with the Page of Pentacles is like the smallest coin ever. Like, bro, this person might send you like $40, $50, you feel me? Like, it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? It's really up to you if you're going to keep it or not. There is, because this card is on the Harry Potter card. So this person is definitely sending magic with the card. I mean, magic with the card. This person is definitely sending magic with the money. So if you're not a practitioner and you don't know how to transmute that energy, then I would leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how magic works with money and all that, I would leave it alone. But if you're a really skilled magician, you can use it and like flip it. If you're a fucking practitioner, you know what I'm talking about. You can use that shit against them if you need to, if you know what you're doing. But let me just, again, disclaimer, if you do not know what you're doing when it comes to magic, this is in a form of a spell. This person may send you a couple bucks, $40, $50, something like that. And like, if you're not a practitioner, you don't know what you're doing, it may end up fucking up your bag. Yeah. So just keep that in mind. If you are a practitioner and you're really skilled at this shit, you already know how to flip it back. I'm not going to give anybody the recipe on that or nothing like that. It's just, yeah, I'm not about to teach no baby witches listening how to do it, because it's a lot. So take that as it resonates. And if you're just like, damn, I am a baby witch, but I do need some money, talk to your spirit team personally about that. You know what I'm saying? And figure out what you want to do about that situation. But either way it goes, somebody listening to me with the Six of Wands here, you're powerful enough to accept the money if you want. Like, for somebody listening, if you know you don't practice magic, then like, I'm not talking to you. If you do, your spirit team is saying that you're powerful enough to accept it, and they want you to accept it, because it's just going to bring this person more downfalls, basically. It's like money spell. Yeah. But yeah, others, just go ahead and move forward off that, okay? I'm reading for two different types of people here, so yeah. And for the practitioners that know what I'm talking about when it comes to transmuting the energy, they want you to do a crystal grid, and then they're gonna guide you towards how to maneuver with this, okay? I see the tools that you have already. Start with a crystal grid and go ahead and move forward. This is going to help you balance yourself, move in the next direction with growth and life stages and moving forward from this. Definitely involves earth magic and things like that. So, yeah, that's as much as I want to say. If you're a fucking practitioner, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody else, leave it alone, baby, because as much as you feel like, damn, I really need that little bit of money this person's gonna send for a certain little something that you need, or like whatever, I could use that for my house, my toiletries, gas, like whatever the fuck it is, it's not worth it, because you got a bag coming, and this type of little spell that they're concocting up would probably stop that bag from coming. But if you're a skilled ass practitioner and you know what you're doing, it's not going to stop anything. All it's going to do is probably like ruin this person's life even more for trying it or something like that. So I don't know. That's all I got for you guys. Cancer placements. I hope that helps. Again, you cannot sit here and blame me for you doing something that I'm telling y'all don't do if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Peace.